Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we are back, and Aaron in New York pledges 1,000, and we're looking for some matches. Can we have, in New York, would you pledge 1,000 in New York? Also, we really need to hear from you folks in Orlando. We need to hear from you in Tampa. We really need your help. We need to hear from you also, especially in Atlanta, too. So let's go bring Carol up.
Am I here?
Yep, you're up. You're in the air.
Okay, I was talking to Jim McNeil tonight, and he was told me I need to call. Not Jim McNeil. Anyways, he told me to call in, okay? So, Ernie, I'm calling with an urgent alert because of the Northeast Ohio Area Coordinating Agency NOACA board meeting this Friday at 9 a.m. at NOACA headquarters located at 1299 Superior Avenue, downtown Cleveland. This is important because this meeting is where they report public comments and approve their climate action plan rollout. Approximately 125 people have commented on their climate action plan, and a vast majority have opposed the plan. At this meeting, NOACA is expected to ignore these vast majority of people who have commented on their climate action plan and who strongly have opposed the plan. Part of the plan centers on greenhouse gas emissions, which identified sources of carbon dioxide emissions, which were transportation, residential heating, and industry. One of these goals of this plan is to achieve net zero carbon dioxide emissions by 2050. If they are successful, our Earth will be a frozen lifeless ball floating in space. The basis for human, plants, animal life is carbon, which comes from carbon dioxide. Plants need it as a minimum of 250 parts per million for photosynthesis to occur, in which CO2 is absorbed by green plants, and on the presence of sunlight, they turn CO2 into plant tissue, which includes vegetable and grain. Vegetables are food for people, and grain is food for animals. None of these, which will exist if the concentration of CO2 drops below 250 parts per million. Earth has greened considerably as recent CO2 concentrations have increased, which is a good thing. More CO2 means faster, more plant growth, which feeds the people of the Earth, which God intended for us. NOACA's plan eliminates carbon dioxide in a prescription for planetary death. So in the end, the green schemes will end up with a dead brown Earth. This is absorbably consistent with the stated goals of the United Nations Agenda 21 and the globalist Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, and their allies. Pastor, what do you know about Bill Gates with eugenics and global population control?
Well, Bill Gates right now is wanting to put billions of dollars into spraying things in the atmosphere that would block out the sunlight. That would So that's one of his major problems right now. Bill Gates is a serial killer. He's a mass murderer. Bill Gates is a mass murderer. He's killed people. There's a number of countries where they have warrants out for his arrest.
Yeah, they've thrown him out.
People like Gates and George Soros, they have several layers of security. When they go in, if they want to go into a country, even if there's warrants for their arrest, they go in there with a suitcase full of money, and they go to the right people in government to make sure that they can get in and get protected. And that's how they work. These people are worse
they're
than
people.
Hitler.
They're pure evil.
Yeah.
So people ask, how can we help? Okay. So we are a group of concerned citizens have arranged for a bus to transport us to the downtown headquarters at 1299 Superior Avenue at the NOACA building this Friday on the 20th at 9 a.m. If you wish to go on your own, the parking is very limited, and it will cost you to park. So we recommend that you join us on the bus. And you can call me at 440-544-1001, and I can give you the information. Or you can email admin, that's admin, at geaugacountyteaparty.com for your reservation to come on the bus this Friday. But we need, We need people to get involved. We need your help. We need to stand up, and we need to push back on this.
All right. I'll do it if I can sit in the very front of the bus, right in the front seat.
Well, I want to quote some history here, because Andrew Jackson said, "Eternal vigilance by the people is the price of liberty." Another quote is from Plato. He said, "Engage in politics or you are destined to be ruled by your inferiors."
Absolutely, folks. This is
right. We have to push back. We have to push back.
Oh, Nowaka wants to take your land. They want to take away your ability to where you travel. These are part of the global depopulation. They're a major part of the depopulation program that's depopulating our country. And all of this is being kept from you by NBC, ABC, CBS, NPR. Folks, they're working with the opposition, and they do it very smoothly. Right now, it looks like they're going to throw old Joe Biden under the bus. It looks like his usefulness is worn out on him.
The other piece to Nowaka is check your public libraries, because they're promised to us who were in the audience, and they had a listing of all of the libraries, public libraries in these five counties in Northeast Ohio, that all the comments that were put in either by their Zoom or on written paper are supposed to be posted in your local public library.
Yeah. And I can tell you this, that 99% of the comments that came in where I was at there in Middlefield were negative. They were against.
Yeah, they were.
And the one question where Nowaka says, "How would you like for us to deal with Lake Erie?" Everybody said, "Jump in it."
And then, in Cleveland, we had about 60 people there, and there were only about 8 people that were masked. But when I first got there, there were 5 Tri-C police officers. And I thanked them for their service. And I said, "Do you really think there's going to be a raucous crowd here?" And he just gave me kind of a look. And I said, "You know, this is not Black Lives Matter. So, you know, I doubt very much whether your services are going to be needed."
Well, out in Middlefield Library, they had 2 police officers, and then another 3 showed up. Nowaka hired 2 to be there, because they told the library that we were coming with water bottles that were frozen that we were going to throw them at them.
Yeah, I know. But here's the thing. They were not able to get any of the fake news media out there to cover it, huh?
No.
And the thing of it was, is during this presentation, the moderator would not read any of the counter arguments against their plan. All he would read was all the positive comments.
Yeah, which where we were at, there wasn't any.
No, I mean, very few.
No.
In fact, you know, that library was filled to capacity. As far as I knew, we only had 1 of the opposition in the audience there.
Yeah.
And so
they got up and walked out.
So I'd encourage the listeners, check your local community in your city and make sure there is not a similar planning agency. Because the question to ask your mayors or whoever's in charge of your township is, most of the communities have zoning and planning committees. And Nowaka is attempting to usurp that authority without ever having received any authority to do what they're doing right now.
You're absolutely right. They have the only authority they have, and that is limited to the bridges and highways.
Exactly. Bridges, highways, and bike trails.
That was
by way of a grant from HUD in the year 2014.
And, you know, some of those bridges, highways, and bike trails, maybe racist bridges, highways, because they've been talking about the racist bridges.
Yeah, I did see something about that.
Yeah, Buttigieg, I think, out there with the... But, you know, I'm no longer concerned whether I'm driving over a racist bridge anymore. I just can't. I just not going to be concerned with it anymore. Anyhow, because I know what a woman is, and they will never know, would they?
Right.
There you go.
Good job, Carol.
Do you know what a woman is, Carol?
Well, you know what's sad. Thank you. You know, yeah, I know what a woman is. You know what's sad? It's that you ask a lot of people out here, like even the police officers in Middlefield didn't even know what the Nowaka meeting was about. They had no idea. They were there standing there, but when we walked up to there, I didn't, but somebody else walked up to them and asked them. They didn't even know what the NOACA was about.
No, I think that was Christine that did, yeah. Yeah,
well, the,
they keep everything hidden, and that's on purpose, and they change the words, and they change the verbiage, and they're liars.
That's why we have such a highly educated audience, because we bring them stuff way before they're, you know, we get it to you before Tucker does. But I praise the good Lord for Tucker, okay?
Amen, but, amen.
And he has some basic chains on him also.
Yeah, I'm amazed he's still there. One of the
I've noticed Fox News is turning around though. They're starting to bring stuff out. They are starting to report stuff that they wouldn't report before. So there somebody's getting a hold of them.
Yeah, well, one of the most asked questions that we get here when people call me is, why are you still alive? That's what they ask me. Why? Because of what we were bringing out.
Because of God.
We showed that film in the church on Sunday about the Department of Defense, how they're behind all of this, how Pfizer, Moderna, they all have to report directly, and how they are leading the depopulation of America.
It's not the FDA, NIH, or anybody. There is no science involved here.
No.
You know what's sad, Pastor, is that so many pastors are wimps. They won't even speak of this. They won't even talk behind the pulpit. They won't even tell their congregation about this stuff because they think they're not supposed to get involved with politics.
They're afraid. And here's what. Yeah. The vast majority of those in the pulpits today are not saved. The vast majority. The Bible says the righteous are as bold as lions. If God has raised a man up, if God has put him in the pulpit, he'll be as bold as a lion. If he's a wimp in there, then it's his mama or somebody to put him there, but not God.
Exactly.
So, and I've been preaching that for 50 years.
Carol, put me on the bus, and I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay, honey. You guys, let me repeat the number. It's 440-544-1001. And just leave your message, and I will call you and back and let you know. The instructions of where you need to be and all that. Yeah,
put,
I will do that.
Put me on there and then put NOACA under there. So put me on the bus and them under it.
I'll tell you what. And we're going to sign a petition. We're actually going to sign a petition while we're on the bus and hand it to them and say, we the people on this petition are not agreeing with what you're saying.
All righty. Very good.
Yeah. That's one of the things we're doing. We're going to have signs. We're going to have things to show them that we're not backing down. We're not quitting, and we're not backing down.
And after this meeting, I'm going to be in my mayor's office because he is on the board of NOACA, and he also pledges to, as far as importance in his life, God, family, and country. So I want to know what happened to him, and I'm going to ask him that.
Very, very good.
Good for you.
And let us know.
I will. I'll let you know how it goes.
Yes.
We'll see if I get in.
Yeah, alrighty. He's got to put God first. He can't worry about what, people think or whatever. God has to be number one in his life.
But he ran on that platform to get elected, so we'll see what happens.
Wow.
Alrighty. Well, thank you very much for all that info, Carol. And we will be... Let's see, we've got Kathleen in Gastown, New Jersey. Gibbstown pledges 100. Thank you, Kathleen. All right, folks, the lines are open at 888-281-1110. If people understood how sinister what NOACA's really, what they want to do, it's, it's amazing. And, we've told you the old agenda, Joe, we used to be Agenda 21, now it's Agenda 2030, and they're already working on Agenda 2050. And with this program, but some of the things they wanted to do is, especially for farms, they want to go in, they want to send people in to all your small farms and find out, they want to send the people from the, those the Environmental Protection Agency in, And they'll find out, no matter whose house they go to, you're going to find things that will violate. They got so many thousands of laws.
Well, they feel that the cattle basically emit too much carbon dioxide by way of, you know, their cud, chewing their cud, and then the gas released from the hind end. So, you know, they just want to do away with all of the harms.
But what they want to do is they'll tell you, look, you will not be able to afford to fix. Here's a list of the things that have to be repaired or you can't do it. It's going to cost you millions. We'll do it for you, but in order for us to do that for you, here's what you're going to have to do. Agree to if you should die or if your property goes to your son or, you know, if for one generation, after that you've got to sell it back to the park area, sell it back to the Environmental Protection, the park. They want to move. I've been watching. They got it all on their website. They wanted to expand all city limits of all cities, 10 miles out, 10
they,
miles
they
out.
They want to take down all of the city demarcations and boundaries.
Right. And they want to move them out 10 miles. Then they want to move all the people into the cities. They want to have apartment complexes, 33 stories. And in the first two stories, they're going to have, like, the government offices and your shopping centers and that.
And you're going to have smart buildings.
Right. And then all of us have to be moved in there. No more single dwelling homes. Those that can have a home, that are permitted to have a home, will have to live in a multi-dwelling, except for the 2% elite, the elite, the Bill Gateses and the 2% and the collective, the Communist Party collective. They're the only ones that will have free access to the countryside. All the rest of us would have to get permission to go out there. And by the way, no cars. We would not have cars. We'd have to travel
buses.
Yeah, buses. And so but you see, these people have decided that the earth belongs to them. It belongs to them. It needs to be kept pristine and clean. And in fact, they've actually said that the rest of us were simply parasites on the back of Mother Gaia. And I said in their meetings,
we don't worship Gaia.
So right.
You and I were telling people the same stuff 25 years ago, more give or take. We were talking about this back then, and nothing has been changed except they changed the names of the agendas and the committees. And
yeah, but they're much more entrenched now. They're like a cancer
now than they were.
Yeah, they're like a cancer.
Yeah, they've penetrated everything, you know, but that doesn't mean that you can't cut them out.
Right. Absolutely.
And they're marching with the New World Order, Klaus Schwab, and Noel, whatever his name is, Harari, the guy who thinks that humans are less than robots.
Hey, you know what? Did she give her phone number? I don't remember.
Yes, she did.
Okay, very good. All right. Let's see. We have Kathleen in Gibson. I already said that one. We have Mark in New York, pledge of 75. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Kathleen. And we have, let me see. We have an article here, Joe. Must see, Ultra MAGA combines blatant lies of Fauci. This is a 3-minute clip. It's an interesting clip. Now, what it is, you've got all of these people. Do we have that little clip? Okay, yeah, listen to this. It's very interesting because what you're going to see is these people, you're going to see people on the field. You're going to see soccer players, and football players, and basketball players. Oh, that's what I was thinking about. Okay. I thought we played that already, didn't we? We didn't play that one? Okay. We didn't play two clips. Let's go ahead and play the Jim Hoff clip then. Alrighty. Anyhow, what I was talking about, this, we're having some problems again. This ultra mega combines. You'll see these people. Guess who? You see McConnell. You'll see Joe Obama, Biden. You'll see Fauci. You'll see that thing that he is appointed as a secretary of. I'm not even sure of what. The transgender you see all these, and as they're talking about, get the shot, you won't get the COVID. Get the shot, you won't get the COVID. And as they're saying this, in the background, you're seeing all these people dropping dead. Now, you had that one woman, I was watching this live, and she was there in the Netherlands. She came out, I think she was like the equivalent of this Secretary of Health, and she was talking, she said, I just got my shots today, and she said she was starting to promote to tell people to take your shot, and she died right there. She fell dead right there. And boy, they're not going to show that at NBC, ABC, or CBS, I can tell you that. But folks, they're still killing people with those kill shots. That's what they are. They're bioweapons.
Exactly, exactly. And unfortunately, people's minds have been hijacked, you know, the indoctrination and all of the things that are going on, the toxicity in the body. People really not taking care of themselves.
Yeah, well, we got to get our immune systems up to,
exactly.
up to snuff. We really
exactly.
do. All right, well, we're going to try it,
now,
Joe.
Coming online, a heading from WND.com, pilot group, elites secretly demanding unvaxxed pilots and crew.
Oh, yeah, I've got that article.
He has on TV all the time about, fly the private jets. And what it is, all these elites that can afford the $10,000 to fly private are demanding that their pilot and crew be unvaxxed because too many pilots have died, had heart attacks because of the vax they were forced to take.
Yep. Now we're going to go to the Joe Hoff joins Ed Henry and Karen Turk, and they're going to be talking about they're rolling over. They're starting to throw Joe Obama under the bus. We'll see how this comes out. Go ahead.
That they didn't want shared, especially in regards to COVID and the stories that we're hearing about COVID that just weren't true. And people were sharing this, and they didn't want that message getting out. So this is an antitrust lawsuit going against these companies saying, hey, you cannot work in collusion and try to shut down these smaller operatives. And they invited the Gateway Pundit to be part of this lawsuit.
Interesting.
That's pretty incredible. We've heard people have been talking about RICO lawsuits as well in terms of different ways and things could be approached. It'll be interesting to see if maybe they pushed it so far this time. Maybe it's been pushed so far that we're going to get some pushback on the other side because this doesn't represent who they are anymore.
Absolutely. Let's push forward on the classified document scandal, though, with Joe Biden now. He was so holier than thou with Joe Biden. It's interesting. There's a story up on Gateway Pundit about Andrew Weissman, known as the pit bull of the Robert Mueller investigation. Investigation, who now seems to maybe be turning on Joe Biden. What's going on here?
Well, I think it's a great story because it shares a couple things. One is people are turning on Joe Biden. And if you don't have Andrew Weissman in your court and you're a Democrat like Biden, then you're in trouble. And Weissman is speaking out, about Joe and how he should better handle this situation. The other thing that I think it really more importantly shares that people don't really think about is that Andrew Weissman thinks that maybe he's the president. He's the one running this country. So whatever he says goes. And we started doing some research on this guy. And his history goes back 30 years in New York City, where he first started off, where he was with people like Loretta Lynch in this office that was doing these indictments against mafia bosses, where people were thrown in prison that don't believe they did anything wrong. They were accused of murder, and the sources were hidden. The source, one source of one of these crimes was a mafia hitman who many people believe actually committed the murder in one of these cases. And this is the kind of stuff that Weissman did starting in the 1990s. It goes into the 2000s, and Weissman's working with Christopher Wray on the Enron task force and Mueller. And then, and by the way, a person that's been worked with him as well, as my understanding, is that her guy, who's the new special counsel. All these guys are connected. Then they all work in the Mueller exam together, and they're all, to me, just some of the most corrupt and sinister individuals we've ever had in our
buddies
in any
with Chris
government
Ray,
office.
As you say, Rod Rosenstein.
The rabbit hole's wide open. Yeah. The rabbit hole's wide open. They're all in there. They're all in there together.
All of them. For years.
Unbelievable. We appreciate you coming in every Monday. Gateway Pundit, check them out, gatewaypundit.com. They're back on Twitter, last I checked. How about that, Elon Musk?
All right, if you were to go right down to the very gates of hell and knock on the gates and say, send me out your most corrupt lawyers that you have. Okay, you hear Rubenstein, Wiseman, Merrick Garland, you know, they would all be coming out of there.
And they have a whole cadre of other attorneys.
I mean, and corrupt, mm-hmm. corrupt. I mean, really corrupt, really unbelievable. But there you go. All right. Couple of things. Joe, you know, the mayor of New York now, he says, we got to do something about the border. Do you know what he said, the mayor of New York?
He needs to take care of New York first.
Well, he said the border is not secure at all. He went down there. Now, remember, he was
critical. He blames the national government.
Yeah, but you see, remember before?
The government Obama, but he called it the national government.
Yeah, but see, it seems like he's changed his tune quite a bit because he was talking about how America's made of immigrants, and I remember him saying that the aliens were welcome in New York.
Well, maybe the white hats are getting to him.
City, yeah.
Yeah.
That was before they went to New York. See, remember, they do virtue signaling. All liberals do. They spend 90% of their time virtue signaling, not doing virtuous things, but making it sound like they're virtuous. Well, when the reality happened that people actually went to New York, got sent there, flown there, bused there.
Over 4,000 now, Joe, 4,000.
Yeah, and now that he's spending billions or millions and millions on them, running out of money, now he's got to complain because he can't say it's his fault, so he's got to blame somebody, so he'll blame the Biden administration, the federal government, and he'll demand that they give him money to take care of it.
But he can't even get the terms right.
Yeah, he's got to get the right terms to negotiate the deal.
Well, you know what they're doing. You see, in New York, they're spending millions of dollars of taxpayers' money putting these people up in hotels, buying them boxed lunches, buying them, and they're looking and they're finding all of these very expensive sandwiches and boxed lunches that they're buying them. They're just throwing them in the trash.
Correct, they're trash in the rooms.
Right, and they're taking that money. And they're buying beer. They're buying Corona
they're
Extra.
Buying beer, drugs, and they're having sex in the hallways. That's what they were talking about, inappropriate behavior in the halls.
Yep.
It's turned into a total nightmare, which was predictable to anybody with any sense. You take a bunch of people, throw them in a huge building like that, fancy rooms, give them money, and what, you know, they're going to be the drugs, the good times roll. You know, the money's free, the drugs are there, the, you know.
But this is all part of the plan. This is intentional, is to create chaos in every segment of our life in America.
I think we talked about Cloward Piven, the couple that said how they create the new society was they overload the system. I think Cloward Piven, we talked about this many years ago, and these two educators, supposedly researchers, said that you just overload the health system, the welfare system, you overload the government. When it collapses, then they have to come in with a strong man type of socialist government to take over from the chaos of the collapsed government. And I think that's what we're seeing played out in every city and every state in this country.
And it's the suburbs and it's the states that are going to win the battle.
If the Lord's willing, if he's not going to bring judgment. I think I have to remind everybody that the nation has not been very good in God's eyes, and he has promised judgment to nations that do not follow him, obey him. So,
do you know who Representative Sheila Jackson Lee is from Texas, Joe?
Yeah, Sheila Jackson Lee. We've talked about her for years.
Well, you know what she wants to do? She has proposed a new federal crime for white people to criticize any minority, okay?
Yeah,
she wants that to be a federal crime. Well, the reason...
If you're a black communist and I call you a communist and you're black, then I'm insulting, that's racist, and I'm guilty of racism, right?
Well, let me ask you, what does the Bible. Not in the Word of God. Does he get it right every time?
100%.
Every time.
So what? How does he refer to women that lie, that are vulgar, and who promote the killing of children and promote sodomy and everything that he calls a sin? He calls them unclean.
Clean, yes.
So then if we were to say that she's an unclean woman, Sheila Jackson Lee, would we simply be telling the truth? Because that's what the Word of God says.
Yeah, and God can't get it wrong. So, but again, we would be called racist by them, not Bible teachers telling the truth.
Okay, so if we call her unclean, Sheila Jackson Lee, is that okay with you?
Yes.
That's okay with me. She'd call me a racist demagogue, but I'm just, we'll quote God's word to her.
All right, very good. Did you hear that, unclean Sheila Jackson Lee? You better repent and get clean. You better repent. You better repent. All righty. Mark in New York, pledge of 75. Thank you, Mark. There you go. We haven't been putting new numbers up here much lately.
Oops, better give out those numbers again then.
888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. Folks, you know, we haven't had one from, not one call from Tampa or Orlando. Oh, wait a minute. No, I'm sorry. Let me correct that. We did get one from Tampa. That's right. Okay. And none from Orlando. Did we get any from Atlanta? Oh, did we get any from Atlanta? None from Atlanta. You folks out there in Atlanta, like I said, we've done all we can. It's up to you. If you want to keep it. Well, we normally do get something from Portland, but that's right. We haven't gotten anything from Portland today. So
Denver.
On that list, the only two are Denver and Arkansas and Little Rock, yeah. And so, anyhow, like I said, we've done what we can do. We've fought. We can actually say we've fought a good fight. We've run a good race. Amen?
Amen. We've done all we can. It's kind of up to that. We tell people it's up to you, the listener, whether we're on the air. We are not taking salaries. No one in this ministry for nearly 50 years, no one, including you, have ever taken even a dime. We all donate our own time, our own talent, our own treasure. And then notice, Lisa, everybody donating, Pastor Hell, Pastor Joe, all of us donate, your church, doers of the word. And it's listener supported, and we have to depend on the listening audience to pay the bills. We do the work. You guys, your donations pay the bills, and that's the way we've been running this time. And so this is the way of Christian ministry. We have to pay the bills. And that's why we ask you to prayerfully consider whether you're going to support us or not and keep us on the air. It will be up to you, the listeners out there, whether we're here on the air or the station you're listening to.
All righty. Jim in Chula Vista pledges $30. Thank you, Jim. Joe, do you know who FTX owner Sam Bankman-Fried was?
Yeah, kind of a weird... He was a guy.
He ran a Ponzi scheme.
Ponzi scheme. And
do you know that he met four times with officials from the Biden regime, the White House?
Oh yeah, proud pictures of him on the internet.
Four times he met with him, having meetings. So a bombshell testimony has revealed that the co-founder of cryptocurrency exchange FTX was ordered by Sam Bankman-Fried to create a secret back door to funnel money to Alameda Research. Attorney for FTX, Andrew Dietrich, told the Delaware Bankruptcy Court on Wednesday that Gary Wang was told to create the secret line of credit for customer funds from FTX to the hedge fund. Dietrich told the court that Wang created the backdoor by inserting a single number into millions of lines of code for the exchange, creating a line of credit with which customers did not consent to. The FTX attorney testified that the back door was a secret way for Almeida to borrow from customers on the exchange without permission. Is there anything at all? I mean, can you think of one thing? One thing that is not corrupt in the Democratic Party?
No.
No.
No. I have to agree with that. I can't think of anything.
Now, Adam Schiff is coming out, and Adam Schiff now all of a sudden is saying, Biden may have violated some laws that may have caused our country to be in danger. Now, let me ask you this. Now, I've listened to Adam Schiff in Congress many, many times, especially when he was up there going against Jim Jordan, and I have never once, not one time ever, have I heard him tell the truth.
No.
And I'm wondering if there's anybody out there that has ever heard Adam Schiff tell the truth.
No, but if he's talking against Biden now, somebody's got to his ear or somebody's got his number.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he has spoken out against Biden and what Biden did with the classified documents. So I think that's a sure sign that they're getting ready to throw Biden under the bus one way or the other, because that's their liar-in-chief who is willing to say anything, tell any lie, no matter how big, how impossible it is. And if they've got him turning on Biden, there's something big, big, big going on.
Okay, now let me just say this, that, you know, we told people for years and years and years, the opposition will always... They will always accuse you of doing what they're doing. Always, okay?
Right.
And now I'm hearing people, Republicans in Congress, saying the same thing. Now they're saying it now. Now, also, we've told people for years and years that with us, betrayal is repulsive. Betrayal, you know, to us, it's something that again, like I said, is repulsive. To them, it's not. To the collective, those in the collective, remember, everything that they stand for is exactly the opposite of what the Bible teaches, mm-hmm. everything. And for them to betray somebody, remember what Karl Marx said? To rest your head on the breast of a friend, to gain his complete confidence, and then thrust a dagger in his back. There's nothing sweeter than that. You can sleep well, okay? That was, in fact, that's right in the, right in one of these books here. Karl Marx was a Satanist. It refers to Stalin and these others, too.
Right, in the Communist Manifesto.
Right. And so here now, if you remember, to them, if they can betray someone of stature within the collective, bring them down, that adds to their stock within the collective, okay? Betrayal to them is something to be embraced. Remember how Jimmy Carter had made such a deal with the Shah of Iran, the peace initiative and all mm-hmm. that? What did he do right after that? He stabbed him in the back, didn't
right.
he? Okay.
Right.
Remember when Barack Obama had made that deal with Barak, the president of Egypt? What happened right after that?
He got thrown out.
He stabbed him in the back. He went to jail, put him in jail, and he died in jail.
Mm-hmm.
What about Omar Gaddafi? And when Gaddafi had been with Hillary and Obama, they were working together. He supported their campaigns. And mm-hmm. when they were beating Gaddafi to death in the street, and he was begging for mercy, Hillary and her girlfriend Uma was sitting there watching it, and she was laughing. They were laughing as they were. He was begging for mercy, and Hillary was saying, "And now he's dead." And it was really funny.
That's
hysterical. Satanic.
So in those cases, see, that added to Hillary's stock within the collective, within the Democrats, because she was able to
increase stature.
Yeah. To, and so here. Now that they're like sharks in the water, if they see old Joe going down, they're going to rush to see who can take him down the hardest. that whoever that is, that will add, because remember, there's no, to them, loyalty is
there is no such thing.
Right. And so.
But they do have to wait till there's blood in the water. It was like so many people have wanted Biden out, but nobody's been willing to stand up. None of the presidential contenders have been willing to stand up and say it. They'll wait till the blood's in the water, and then they'll be able to come out, and you'll see a whole raft of people who will want to come out and run for president.
All right. Brian in Orlando just pledged 100. Thank you, Brian. We got one from Orlando. Anonymous in Canada pledges 150. Jerome in San Diego pledges 100. Susan in Michigan pledges 100. Thank you, thank you, thank you, folks.
It does seem like we used to get a lot more pledges out of Canada than we've been getting lately. But there's been a lot of crackdown in Canada, hasn't there?
Well, there are some serious crackdowns. In fact, this radio program in Canada is illegal. If I was in Canada, I'd be in jail right now.
Right.
And so,
hey, well, there's a story. I think Americans, this is something we almost need to shed a tear over. The story is from ToddStarnes.com. Mall of America, this is a famous place, tells man to remove Jesus Saves shirt because people were offended. Todd puts up footage of a Christian being told he needs to take off his Jesus Saves shirt at the Mall of America because people were offended. If you want to shop here, you need to take off that shirt. A security guard at the iconic Minnesota Mall can be heard telling the man, "What's wrong with my T-shirt?" And the back reads, "Jesus is the only way," with the coexist symbol crossed out. "Again, sir, it is religious soliciting. There is no soliciting on mall property, which is private property. We've had guests come up and say they are offended by your shirt." And then the guard said, ask him if he wanted to be arrested if he wouldn't take off the shirt. "Do you want to be arrested for the charge of trespassing?" "What did I do wrong?" the man said. "Jesus is associated with religion and is offending people." America, we've come a long, long way.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, if that man would contact this radio program and tell us the name of that guard on, and if we would, we could verify that, then we would.
I think we could contact Todd Starnes because he's got it on film. I watched it.
Well, why don't you do that, and then we'll make sure that everybody there in Minnesota knows who that guard is.
Well, we'll try and find out. But the thing is, I think people listening, anybody that goes to the Mall of America there, anybody in, what is it, Minnesota, everyone's going to get those confused, needs to go in and say, you know, we don't want to shop here anymore. This place offends me. If somebody wears a shirt that says Jesus is the way, and he can't come in the mall in that shirt, then I don't need to shop here anymore.
All right. I couldn't agree with you more. All righty, here. Biden economy. The real estate experts are sounding the alarm that U.S. markets are in big, big, big trouble.
Yeah.
We kind of knew that, didn't we?
We've been kind of hinting, trying to tell people there's a lot of, well, what is it? One of those big companies, Amazon, or who was it? I'm having a senior moment, laying off 8,000, 10,000 people this month. A lot of the big IT companies having huge layoffs. We talked about all these layoffs that were coming in 2023, and they're just now starting to happen. We've had three of the major big banks around the world saying, you know, button down, it's going to get rough. And a lot of the big big names in the financial Wall Street are warning. So you've got half the people trying to tell you to keep in there, keep your money, you're going to get rich, which are the same old ones. And the others warning there's going to be hard times coming. And from what I see, it looks like hard times are coming.
Well, you know, for a lot of people, hard times are here now. You know, for people that are on very limited income.
It's already.
For years and years and years, I paid 79 cents and for a dozen of eggs. Okay, and now they're up to $5.
I paid $6.49 today.
Okay.
I was just going to say, the last I saw, the eggs were going over $6.
Yeah, there you go. Let me see. And so here, but I mean, it's everything. Everything.
Coffee, yeah, everything's up.
My wife and I ate out at a restaurant, and it cost us over $40, cost someone $50. On that same meal at that same restaurant 2 years ago would have been $25.
Right.
There you go. So not only that, but now I see Congress is doing a couple of things. One, they're trying to pass legislation so Obama Biden cannot sell any more of our oil reserves to China.
Right.
Because he wants to sell more of us. He's disarming our country. They're disarming. They're selling so many of our arms that we need. We get into a war that we'd win. And remember, you know, what they're trying to do is put us in that position. And remember what we were telling people about how the military, big brass in China, had been telling people that if there was an invasion of America, America would be too weak to fight us. They would simply surrender, and that their people there in America would advise that they would just surrender. And that's what they're doing.
That's what they're doing, but the Christian patriots are not going to give up.
No, we're not at all. Uh-uh.
And we have guns.
Absolutely. Phyllis in New York pledges $12. Thank you, Phyllis. And folks, again, we're battling out there. It's going to be a battle, and this is the Lord has raised us up for such a time as this. And
there's a reason why we're awake, why we're listening to this program consistently.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So those things, go ahead, Joe.
You were just talking about these high prices. The Biden administration, you know, is bragging about how they lowered the debt. Well, they've increased the debt. We're looking at, I think we went from like $4 trillion to $7 trillion with Obama, with Biden, Obama-Biden. It's Obama behind the scenes. But back in 1980, we had a debt-to-GDP ratio of about 35%. Today, our debt to GDP is 121.5%. That they talk about sustainable with global warming. That is not sustainable. Every citizen now owes the federal government $94,200 and something like $10. If you're a taxpayer, you owe almost $250,000, and this debt keeps climbing by, what, $1 trillion, a year, the way it's heading. What they've done is they have devalued things because the government has spent all this money, poured money out there into the economy, and that creates inflation, and you got the Fed trying to pull all the money out. In other words, one hand is pouring money into the system, the other hand is trying to take the money out of the system. And it's the American citizen that's suffering because this stupidity is continuing month after month after month, and very few people stand up and speak on the insanity of it. The Reserve trying to fix a problem that the federal government's creating, but the Federal Reserve doesn't dare say the government's creating the problem, and most of the news media will not come out and say it's...
No, they won't.
All their spending.
And there's really no true money there.
All right, 888-677-9673. Folks, we're going to be here up till midnight. You can call right up to midnight and pledge. Again, 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. Joe, you have 4 minutes to give an invitation.
Oh, right. I was thinking one of the hymns we sang, "Oh, why not tonight? Oh, do not let the word depart, and close thine eyes against the light. Poor sinner, harden not your heart. Be saved, oh, tonight. Tomorrow's sun may never rise to bless thy long-deluded sight. This is the time. Oh, then be wise. Be saved, oh, tonight." salvation, the most important thing in the world, really. It determines whether you will spend eternity in heaven or eternity in hell. There are no gray areas. There are no plan C, D, E, or F. You will go to either heaven or hell. And God doesn't send you to hell. You send yourself. You send yourself by your disobedience to his laws. The only way to get to heaven is to be saved. And to be saved means to become a born-again believer. And to become a born-again believer, Jesus told Nicodemus, ye must be born again. You must be born of the Spirit. And it's a simple process, but it's hard, because to be born again, you have to go to the Father and confess your sins, that you're a sinner, you need a Savior. Your sins put his Son on that cross. Jesus came and went to the cross and took my place, Pastor Ernie's place, your place. And you have to ask God to forgive you. Those sins help put him there. And once you're forgiven, the Father will forgive if you have a repentant heart, a really sorrowful heart. Then you can ask Jesus himself to be Lord of your life, to come in and be that Lord that you want to become part of his kingdom. You want to become a son or daughter of God. You want to be born again. You want to have that indwelling of the Holy Spirit, which Jesus gives you. That's your down payment on eternal life. You're sealed forever with that down payment of the Holy Spirit. That's your spiritual baptism. And then you become a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life, a true son or daughter of God. And then you are what we call a new creature, a born-again believer. And it's a decision only you can make. A lot of people, don't want to have to commit and say, I want to make Jesus Lord of my life, because then I'm going to have to give up my lifestyle. I'm going to have to change my behavior. I'm going to have to be one of those boring Christians. Well, let me tell you, the happiest people I have ever met in my life are born-again believers. They have more fun. They laugh more. They enjoy life more. They worry less. They have peace that you cannot understand. And I know from a fact that happened to me. I've never had so much joy, peace, or happiness. And Pastor Ernie will tell you, I've not had an easy life. And yet is still wonderful, happy, and joyful every single day. And I would just have you prayerfully consider my words in calling upon the Father and becoming born again tonight, because you may not have a tomorrow.
Amen. A whole lot of people are going to run out of tomorrows tonight. That's a fact, even as we're here. And Hennessy in Florida pledged 100. Thank you, Hennessy. Hennessy, right? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay. So there you go. Phyllis, New York, pledged $12. And I think, so we did get a few from New York, from Florida tonight. And but we are out of time for tonight, Joe. So as we do every night at this time, we want to say good night, God bless,
and always
keep
fighting
the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.